Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this video is beat that like button like it owes you money, so it reaches a wider audience. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have a man that deserves a trophy because he hired a lookalike to take a DNA test for him, in order to avoid paying child support. The plot twist is that the lookalike is actually the father. Just kidding. But wouldn't it be hilarious if it came back positive anyway? A ton of women criticize this man in the comments section, but when a woman gets $50,000 a month in child support, you rarely hear any men criticizing her. Up next, there are 54 countries in Africa, and the largest and most successful economy per capita is South Africa, with the best infrastructure. But why is that? I could tell you, but then that would be racist. But everyone knows this is a lie and that the most successful country in Africa is Wakanda. All of Africa was successful before colonialism. Everybody knows that. Now Africans are coming to the rest of the world, to Europe, to spread their success. Number three, we have a woman saying that it's impossible to find jobs. Yeah, it's going to be tough if you look like a crumpled up newspaper with that much metal on your face. How does that old phrase go? You have the face for radio. Who's going to hire her because she's probably going to scare all the customers away? She's probably hoping that someone sees her online and gives her a pity job. I bet if she tries hard enough, the local salvage yard will hire her. Moving on in Canada, you can tell that the farmers are upset at the Trudeau government. One even put F. Trudeau in his field. And then Jugmeet Does in brackets. But don't worry, because Super Tampon Man already knows this. Here are Canadians struggling to afford food and rent, and there's Justin Skippy Trudeau laughing and mocking them. Number five is evidence of hypergamy. Here's a woman saying that women need to be honest with their female nature and cheat on a man at least once in her life. That there's a better guy around the corner and that women can't risk staying with the loser their entire lives. But if all a woman can ever get to commit to her is a loser, then what does that make her? A loser. If any other women follow her advice, then they're destined to complain about men and have a house full of cats one day. Up next, a white woman gives birth to a black baby and then accuses her husband of having sex with a black girl. They will say anything to get away from accountability, no matter how outlandish it is. Then again, I think the kid is dark because the father drinks dark coffee. Then the weak white man whose child this is says, oh, okay, and asks no questions. This woman has found a new genetic theory in science and she needs to publish it in a journal. Number seven, here's a look at this boy's face when it's career day and his mother brings her Lonely Fool set up to class. Thank God there was no internet when we were children. Because you know that some of our moms would do this. The only thing I do agree on with this is that people don't have careers anymore these days, but just a series of jobs. Also, what about if this kid's mom brought him to bring your own kid to work day? Now that would be interesting. Moving on, this is what a woman will do to you if you love her unconditionally. Pay her bills and treat her like a princess. Women get bored of perfect men and they crave drama. If you don't create drama, then she's going to be unhappy. Doing all these things is considered nice, and women hate nice guys. So by this logic, if you treat her like poop, then she'll treat you like gold. But that only seems to work if you're an attractive bad boy. Number nine, here's a picture of Taylor Swift rolling out her new album, and the Swifties will still buy it. Women have ditched religion and have started a Swiftie cult, and she might as well be their very own version of a televangelist. She's like a Peter Pan for women, and she's not married and owns cats. And so many of them can relate to that. She also writes music that reinforces their bad cat lady decisions. Up next, we have a woman that virtue signaled by eating Z-Bugs. Crickets to be exact, and she believes you should eat them too. But when the cameras are off, she's at McDonald's. She probably also pretends to be living in a pod. If she says you should eat the bugs, tell her you're a vegan and think it's cruel to eat other living beings and then watch her head explode. Number 11, women say that they don't actually owe men sex. But when men say we don't owe women our meat, or money, energy, attention, and time, they lose it. Women feel entitled to those things for men, and when we don't give them to them, they lose their minds. Their instinct is telling them that they can't survive without those things, even though we live in a soy society. Moving on is Irie, and she's officially 18, and her Lonely Fools account has been approved. And she's promoting this on Twitter or X. I'd say don't tell her parents, but they probably were the first subscribers. Here's a woman that turns 18, and to celebrate, what does she do? Ruin the rest of her life, of course. Looks to me like public schools and fatherless homes have predictable results after all. This is advertising to get some of those simp bucks. Number 13, we have a woman that spent a year having casual sex and set out to be fearless in the bedroom. But something horrifying happened. Spoiler alert, she got herpes. Imagine my shock. But even with that condition, I bet that the simps were still lining up to get into her pee sleeve lining. Also, the vast majority of the chats that were with her probably won't even remember her. Up next, people asked Bing AI to create women on the left, and then women on the right. And so it created women on the right that were working and employable. The women on the left were just depicted as activists. At least it didn't make them fatter with purple hair. So it wasn't very accurate. They were way too attractive and thin to be activists on the left. Number 15 is more like it when it comes to women that are on the left. They look like that and they say they know what communism is and that it's great. Meanwhile, the Eastern European men actually know what communism is and they look like they suffered PTSD because of it. Women like this probably can't find Eastern Europe on a map. Maybe they should tell her that things got so bad that they had to eat their own children. Tell her under communism we'd have to eat her pet cat, and the moment you threaten to eat her emotional support animal is the moment she'll no longer want to be a communist. Moving on is a woman that's known as the Oracle of Wall Street, and she predicted the 2008 financial crash, and she now says that house prices will drop 30% because sexless men are living with their parents, and this will cause the crash. 30% down would only take us back down to prices that were only 2 years ago. It's not enough. There isn't enough housing supply being built in America, and there are millions of migrants coming in each year. There'll be no crash, and listening to her might cost you dearly. Number 17, maybe we should bring back this tradition from ancient Greece, where once a year they sacrificed ugly people. You'd see everyone paying for plastic surgery, losing weight, and looking after themselves if they were ugly enough to be executed. I'm not condoning violence, but I'll bet you anything that guys in Greece worked really hard to look as Chad-like as possible. Maybe promoting obesity and fat acceptance culture is our way to sacrifice the fatties to the god of diabetes. Up next is a crazy story about a woman that endured chemotherapy and told her family goodbye after being given only 15 months to live. Then she discovered that she didn't even have cancer. I blame Trudeau because why not? Even though this happened in Texas. Cancer treatment is big money and it makes you wonder how often stuff like this ends up happening. I hope those doctors get sued into oblivion. Oops, sorry about the radiation and poison, ma'am. Number 19, does India deserve the title of clown country for 2024? After saying that downloading and viewing pedo porn is not a crime. This coming from a country that has yet to perfect indoor plumbing and where a sizable portion of the population defecates outdoors. I thought this is a fake story but can actually confirm it's real. I guess this explains all the grooming gangs. Moving on, according to a recent study, it says that this is the ideal body shape. Ideal for what? Stealing rings and emeralds from Sonic the Hedgehog, perhaps. This is literally how Dr. Eggman or Dr. Robotnik looks without a beard. The leftoids are pushing the same bad body shape that they have as being the perfect one. Guess who would have been sacrificed by the ancient Greeks? Actually, in reality, this is the ideal body shape if humans were designed to survive in a car crash. Number 21, did I call it or did I call it? When it comes to squatters' laws being changed because of the woman that was ended in her own apartment by squatters, and then they stuffed her in a duffel bag. All that by these two teen squatters. They did all that after beating her up with a frying pan. Nice shirts, they look classy for court. They always say teen when it's them. New York State law has changed, so squatters are no longer considered tenants. All that because a woman was ended by these two teens. Up next, women call this guy, the actor from Smallville, average. If this is average, then the actual average man is never going to have a relationship. But when AI girlfriends and lover bots show up, desperate women will wish they would actually be with an average man like this. I know girls who've said that Henry Cavill is average. It's over for most dudes. But isn't it funny how none of the average women out there can get this average man? I say bring in the robo-harems. Number 23, a woman that was lost in Birmingham was abducted and raped by this church helper and his friend. Calling him a church helper is all about defending the narrative at all costs. The list of euphemisms that the left uses now must be a mile long. The media will use anything but an actual description. Maybe instead of church helper, it might need to say mosque helper instead. But something tells me these weren't two natural-born American citizens. Moving on, a study finds that lonely women experience activation in their brains that increase their food cravings. That means that when lover bots eventually show up, there'll be more fat women than ever. I guess that with the advent of social media, that explains why there's so many fatties too. But you don't say. We don't need a study to tell us that women seek out comfort foods when they're stressed out. It's common knowledge. Number 25 in the last one, why do famous people have a higher likelihood of having a transgender child than the general population? Because they want to keep working, of course. Especially if they're female and their looks fade, and this also gives them tons of attention. Especially for women that were in Transformers, they try and have a couple of Transformer children to keep the Autobot attention flowing. Either that or they just can't handle the testosterone. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making more, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.